Cindy Hale is a biologist, a researcher, and graduate student. Recently, she bought an old farmstead 20 miles north of Duluth. There was an apple orchard, a rustic barn, an outdoor well, and no septic system.
We're in clay country. We think we have 60 to 100 feet of unstructured red lake clay, which has almost no percolation. Water just doesn't move through it. So you can't put in a simple drain field. When I started looking at prices, I was getting quotes of $13,000 to $15,000 or even more to put in a mound system. And I thought, my God, for that kind of money, I ought to be able to get something more than just a big old bump in my lawn.
A mound system is a drain field constructed on top of the ground using more porous soil trucked in from off-site. They're common in northeastern Minnesota, but Cindy Hale wanted to try something new. She's putting the finishing touches on the earth berm banked against the north wall of her solar greenhouse. This greenhouse is 10 feet wide and 36 feet long. It has glazing on the south and super insulated walls on the north, east, and west. It'll collect heat from the sun and store it to keep the greenhouse warm at night and on cloudy days. Hale plans to get an early start on summer vegetables and to grow fresh greens through the long Minnesota winter. What's unique about Hale's greenhouse is that it will use gray water from Hale's house to water the plants and help store the solar heat.
Gray water is everything but your toilet. The kitchen sink, the bathroom sink, the laundry, the shower, the bathtub.
Hale uses a composting toilet to take care of the solid waste, so all she has to dispose of is the gray water. She teamed up with an architect from southern Wisconsin and a nonprofit organization in Minneapolis that was planning to build a small housing development with solar greenhouses and gray water treatment systems. Hale's greenhouse is the prototype. After draining through the grease trap under the sink, the gray water will run into a tank in the greenhouse.
We've got a gravity drain line from the house. It goes to this 300-gallon below-ground holding tank. And then from this tank, we'll sump pump the gray water up into this middle tank.
The above-ground tank has a roughing filter that will screen out solid material like hair or small bits of food. The gray water will be mixed with rainwater, and both will be used to water the plants through a drip irrigation system, which also includes filters. Gray water systems connected to greenhouses are not uncommon in California, but Hale doesn't think anyone has ever tried a solar greenhouse this far north before. She's hoping the greenhouse will be 50 or 60 degrees even on Minnesota's coldest days.
At the very minimum, we're confident we can keep it from freezing. One of the things that's going to help that, especially in January and December when it's coldest, is, believe it or not, Duluth, even though it does get really cold, is really sunny during those 2 months. And so that's going to help. And as well, a warm body of water is an extremely good thermal mass. I'm fantasizing where the hammock's going to go already, you know?
Officials in charge of permitting septic systems in problem areas like northeastern Minnesota are increasingly interested in alternative treatment systems. Jeff Crosby works for the County Health Department. He's overseeing Hale's project.
In our climate here, I guess a couple of the questions we had would be, can you keep it sufficiently warm to grow plants? And what are you going to do if the plants die off or you get a disease or insect epidemic that comes through that?
Crosby worries that if the plants die, the system won't be able to treat the wastewater. The plants are a key part of the process. They'll use the nutrients in the wastewater for their own growth, and microbes in the soil will break down the bacteria. Hale concedes the idea isn't for everyone. There's a certain amount of maintenance work to be done, like changing filters and clearing the drip irrigation lines. It's definitely more trouble than having a truck come and pump out your septic tank. And it's expensive. Even with a $5,000 grant from the Minnesota Office of Environmental Assistance to cover design expenses, the greenhouse is costing Hale about $10,000. It's no cheaper than a mound septic system, but Hale says it's worth it.
I'm getting a 3,600 square foot greenhouse, but also this whole area in front of the greenhouse. Because of the reflection in the winter, you get early thaw, late frost, and so this whole front area is a really unique microclimate, and so we're looking at terracing this front end and using that as our garden space. So I figure, yeah, even if I spend $15,000, I'm still way ahead.
Especially if it's warm enough to lounge in the hammock in January. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth, Minnesota.